There, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Then he notified me that he would give me 6 days to raise $6,000 to pay the loan that I had in his bank. And of course, I didn't have the money. My wife says I will go up and see my uncle, Uncle DeForest Hill. And
DeForest Hill?
DeForest Hill. He says, yes, I have $10,000. I'll loan you the four, and I'll loan Kyler Payne the six. That's where Kyler's getting his money, and I didn't know it. And maybe I better leave Kyler's name out. But he loaned me the $4,000, and I could borrow $2,000 more of her stepmother from the Albion Bank, and that made the $6,000, so that kept me going. I got my securities out and didn't lose them. I got them yet.
Is that right?
That's right.
Oh,
and but that's what happened.
Yeah, in your memory, what was the least that you paid, say, for Muskrat?
What's that?
What would be the least that you had paid for Muskrat and the most in your memory, you know, in the time that you bought fur?
Why the least? Well, wait a minute.
Not for just the poor grade, but I mean for the better rats.
Yeah,
you know.
You mean, well, that would be kind of hard.
They fluctuated a lot, I know.
What's that?
They fluctuated in price a lot, I know.
Yes.
I thought maybe you could give us some idea of what they brought when they were down and then. The most,
it's like
maybe,
everything
the large
else. I tell you, if you're making money, the banks know it. When we're making money, E. Roland Clark. No, not Clark. What is that fellow's name that was in? It was in the central bank after Clark.
I wouldn't know.
I don't know.
Bill, because it was before my time.
Well,
I was born in 31. So.
Anyway, when everything's were going good, he says, I've got a little money of my own. He says, I don't mean the bank's money. So if you need a partner, if you don't have enough capital, he says, I'll like to come in as a partnership. But this Mr. Mountner, you see, he wanted the rats. His people was clamoring for the rats. And he told me, this is what he said. He says, your wife is partner enough. Don't ever go in with anyone because, he says, they'll want to sell, and you'll want to hold.
Mm-hmm.
You'll want to hold, and they'll want... He says you'd want work. Mm-hmm. So...
That man wasn't Clyde Walters, was it? Wasn't Clyde Walters.
No.
No.
No. You remember Guard Berry?
Yeah.
Guard Berry met me on the street one day. He says, don't you want a helper to come in? He says, and help you with the fur business.
He wanted to invest a little money.
Huh?
He wanted to invest a little money.
He wanted to invest some money. Yeah.
Well, about the time that you're talking about, the banks, the Big Depression came.
You didn't lose any
the
money
then
closed.
Through all of that.
I didn't. Dave White was the fellow that had charge of the bank up in Middleport. No, I pulled my money out of Medina Bank and went to Middleport.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some checks out. And I says to Comerford, when I paid him the $6,000, I said, what about these checks that I've got out? He says, if you pay the $6,000, see, they're already taken out. He says, we'll agree to pay those. So when I went up to Dave, says, well, he says, what about it? Well, I says, I had an agreement with Mr. Comfort that if I paid him the $6,000, he would turn over my securities and pay what checks were out. Well, he says, an agreement is a good agreement. Mm-hmm. He says, and one is, there's no use of having any more than one. He says, they should pay him then. Mm-hmm. So he gave me 100% of the...
Wonderful, yeah. Wonderful.
So I remember that. I was in school with Dave, so Dave was all right. He was honest with me.
You were lucky.
Yeah.
Well, now, did you... We don't want to keep you much longer here. You must be tired. Did you do anything with deer or lamb or sheep or rabbits?
Lamb, we bought, no, not any quantity. And deer, no quantities of that. No, I couldn't get enough. I bought them just the same as you. If you mm-hmm. you're in a buying, you buy what the man brings you. If he brings you a dozen eggs, why, you take that with his butter.
What about had fox farms around here?
Foxes. Yeah, that's another story.
Okay, you want to tell us?
Yes.
Have you got
that? Sure, I've got
that. Foxes were all right. That involves Irv Wheat. Did you ever know Irv Wheat?
No. Would you like us to?
Well, this man knew Irv Wheat.
Yeah, I've heard of him. I didn't really know him
personally.
Oh, you didn't? I didn't know him personally.
W-E-E-T? Or Wheat, like Wheat Notes.
Can't tell for sure.
How'd you spell his name, Wheat?
W-E-E-T.
Oh, okay.
He's got a son here.
Oh?
Let's see, wait a minute. No, that's Frank. Frank's son. That's here. No, he had no children.
Okay.
But, you see, there's several classes of men. Some men are smart, and they're bright. They know they can put a deal over, and they do it.
Mm-hmm.
And Wheat went to New York with some foxes. Of course, he'd sold these foxes. It's Austin and Wheat we're talking about.
It's what?
Austin, A-U-S-T-I-N.
Oh, it's not Irving?
No, another man.
Yes, Irving Wheat, it's Irving, it's all right, because Austin didn't enter into this.
But
came to...
And he's from Medina?
Yes.
Okay.
Austin wanted to go in bankruptcy, Irv wouldn't. Irv was very clever. And, well, I'll show you how clever he was. He brought up a horse hide up there, and he'd already brought up his foxes. Mountner had bought the foxes, and... the horse hide, I was paying him $5 for the horse hide. And there was one fox that Mountner throwed out for $5. So here's two Sharpies together. Irv says to me, he says, I'll trade you. The horse hide for the fox. See, the fox, he was only getting $5, uh-huh. and that's all I was getting was $5 paying him for the horse hide. My wife shook her head in the window, and when we settled up, I paid a week $5 for the horse hide, but Mountner put the fox in for $25.
What kind of fox was that?
I couldn't tell you, no.
Yeah. Well, did you deal more in foxes than that? Did you have other foxes?
Yes, we had, that was a silver fox.
Silver fox.
Yes. They were silver fox that everybody owned, and they left them here they hired wheat to take care of the foxes and to give them part of the profits, but there weren't any profits.
How did you mean take care of the foxes?
How
do you mean take care of
the foxes? To feed them and to keep them.
You mean you'd keep them like in a ranch?
Yeah, see, it was...
Where was that, Bill? Where was the...
Up here in Knowlesville. No, see, not Knowlesville. Yeah, by Albion. On the bend of the...
Oh, where there's a horse farm now?
No, I don't think there's a horse farm
it's
there.
On it's on the south side of the road.
Oh.
When the bend there is. Yeah.
Yeah.
On that hill where the sand. They had to have sand and light soil.
And they raised foxes?
Yes, they raised some foxes.
But really it was kind of a racket, wasn't it?
Huh?
Because it was really kind of a racket. The people that put the money into it never got anything back. Did they speak up?
It's a racket like this. A fellow came to me. Control Data was selling for $150 a share. And he knew I had some stock. And he wanted me to turn the stock over to him and pay him $150 for the contract Control Data. My stock was paying dividends. His wasn't paying any. The control data is down to about 25. My stock that I still own keeps right on paying dividends.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You figure out someone who's got some money to spend, and he camps onto his trail until he sets a trap and wins.
You have to
watch out for the.
As I remember, when fox kind of came into this area, the red fox came into this area.
Yeah.
Well, maybe around the time of the deer, or a little bit before, probably
late 30s,
early 40s.
Yes.
Would that be about when you'd started to buy red fox? Or were they getting them over south?
Well, we've always had foxes by over south.
Yep.
Yeah.
All and then they moved into this area more, too.
Jamestown, all through there. But, let's see. You said something about that. Oh, Irv Wheat had a lot of culls. This I'd never do again.
A lot of what?
Culls, cull foxes.
Poor ones, in other words.
Poor ones, poor grade. Poor grade.
Okay.
And he knew I had a good market for good foxes up to Buffalo. I took the fellow just as I bought him. If there were one or two poor ones, but there were a lot of good ones. And he treated me all right. I told him what I was getting. He says, go up with me. So I took him up. I'd never do it again, because that fellow, I never could sell him any more foxes, because and Irv didn't even sell him, because Irv thought that he was smarter than anybody else, but when he ran across the man that knew the business, he couldn't put one over on him. You see what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
They knew the quality of the furs, and they knew the quality of the fur.
They
and they
knew
didn't
what
want
they
him.
Were buying, mm-hmm. and. Wheat wanted, he depended on finding somebody who didn't know what they were buying. That's the same with the brokers. they know what they're selling, and you don't know what they're selling.
Was there quite a few local people lost money on that silver fax?
What's that?
Was there quite a few people lost money on that silver fax
deal? Oh, yeah. My wife, being in Rochester, went to high school there. Some of her school friends bought. Of course, they were wealthy. They were rich, and they didn't lose all their money, but it was foolish for. Of course, Irv's brother, they relied on Irv's brother of not leading them into. But you take a man like that, like Irv, he'd use anybody. Mm-hmm. Just like he did me, take me up, get me to go up with some cull foxes, well, I lost my customer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But these fox farms, how many foxes would they have in the enclosure? Would they raise 50 of them maybe at once?
Well, of course, out west is where the foxes are, Wisconsin.
Yeah, but you said there was a fox farm here in Medina.
That was years ago.
Yeah, well, this is what I'm asking you.
Yes.
They had, they had
one fox farm.
One fox farm.
Yes, yes, they had... Well, I guess they had, they must have had 200 foxes.
Was Mr. Wheat the owner of that?
The what?
Was Mr. Wheat the owner
Wheat and what's the first name?
Irving?
Austin? Yeah.
Are they owned?
Not Irving Austin. Irv Wheat and, I don't know.
Did you ever buy any ranch mink? Or, you know,
any gray what?
Any ranch mink, you know, where they were grown on a...
Well, that and...
I think Laverne Rush used to
yes,
grow
you buy
mink,
a,
raise
but
mink.
Just, the you mean gray squirrels?
No, ranch mink. You know, where they're grown?
No.
You never bought any? Just
no.
Just the wild ones?
What about squirrels?
That's right.
You buy squirrel?
Yeah.
Squirrel
well,
lines?
No,
not
no,
garbage,
there's
so.
Enough. You see, all of the... I understand that over in Germany, they don't throw away any fur. All the small animals, they're all skinned and cared for and bagged up, and they save everything. Here we're the ones that throw away. Everything.
Mm-hmm. A little more wasteful when it comes
yes.
to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This young lady out here that said you had helped me make a list, you said something about the Quakers going to Rhode Island and then to Canandaigua?
What's that?
The Quakers
yeah.
went to Rhode Island and then
yeah.
Canandaigua. What's that all about?
Well, that shows you how they came up here. They started in.
Who is this?
Huh?
Who are you speaking?
Sheldon.
Oh.
Sheldon. Sheldon, Riley Sheldon, Sr.
As fur buyers.
Huh?
Wouldn't it be as fur buyers?
He wouldn't know.
He didn't buy?
He came up as a trapper. But they... when they trapped them, there was nobody to sell them to, so they shipped them. And then he got such a good return that he goes over to Frank Fisher and gives him the address and the place where to ship. So he started Frank Fisher.
I see.
But they all started, they started as Quakers, who came up from Rhode Island, from those
from
New England
Rhode
states.
Island to Canandaigua.
They came to Rhode Island to Canandaigua.
And then they came from
from Canandaigua, they came up here.
To Medina.
And they settled here.
In Medina.
See, no, not Medina. They settled Berry Center.
Berry Center.
Berry Center. That's where it started.
I see.
And then from Berry Center and Oakfield, you see, they just spread out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I know.
Now, is there anything else?
And that's,
I don't think of anything.
That's quite a...
That's a lot. That is wonderful.
Well, it's... there, as I say, I fell down.
No, you didn't.
In many respects.
How are you doing? How are you doing now?
Well, I don't dare tell you.
Well,
the fellow here yesterday, just the day before, you have to keep your mouth shut here. Maybe you do everywhere.
Well, I think as we get older, we feel that way.
Seem pretty alert, though. But your legs bother you getting around, don't they, Bill?
What's that?
You seem pretty alert, but your legs bother you a little getting around. They used to when you were at home. Don't your legs bother you getting around?
My legs?
Yeah.
Yes, they bother me. Of course, I can understand. They think that you have been able to dress yourself,
mm-hmm.
and you can do it now just as well as you can. But you see, my hands,
mm-hmm.
they aren't as strong,
mm-hmm.
and they're good. They came, but
mm-hmm.
they naturally they think that you're putting on. That you can help yourself more than what you do.
Well, they're trying to encourage you.
Yes, they're trying to encourage you.
Yeah.